Welcome to the Avalanche Basin podcast series. The Avalanche Basin in Glacier National Park is a treasure trove of sights, sounds, and smells. The sculpting work of ice and water and the basin's wet climate have, over thousands of years, created a biologically rich environment that is unique within the park. To truly tell the rich story of life in the Avalanche Basin and to understand its complexities, the Crown of the Continent Research Learning Center partnered with graduate students from the University of Montana to create podcasts on various aspects of the basin. From geology to wildlife, each podcast has a different focus, but all give insight to the feelings this special place evokes. Listen to each segment in our series to learn, explore, and experience what makes this area such an extraordinary place.
Somewhere between 1,600 and 800 million years ago, the Earth began the slow creation of the incredible landscape that lies in front of me in Avalanche Basin. The years themselves make me feel the profound insignificance of my existence today, but that is nothing compared to the geography that rises to surround me in every cardinal direction. From the smallest pebble to the formidable peak of Little Matterhorn, geologic processes have shaped everything that creates the wonder and awe of a walk through the basin. Downstream from the point at which Avalanche Creek meets McDonald Creek, perfectly formed circular holes decorate the huge jointed sedimentary and metasedimentary blocks that create the bottom of McDonald Creek. The holes, called potholes, formed when a piece of gravel or cobble became trapped on the bedrock of the stream and subsequently whirled around continuously in the flow, carving out inconceivably symmetric circles of various depths. Within these holes, collections of small river rocks have accumulated effortlessly, and this beauty is reminiscent of decorated table centerpieces. I reach my hand down into a pothole through 8 inches of frigid glacial melt and pull out a handful of rose, turquoise, and saffron-colored stones. The walk up to Avalanche Lake along Avalanche Creek allows for flash previews of the upcoming vista along the way. Every quarter mile or so, the giant old cedars and cottonwoods permit a clear gap that opens up to one side of the mountain valley, and a wall fills the gap with snow-stepped, metasedimentary rock, commanding a look from the passerby. Should the inconsequential hiker not acknowledge this greatness, maybe the mountain will throw a few 4,000-pound boulders off the edge of a precipice, the cascading rocks echoing for several seconds down the black walls, the hiker pausing, eyes wide and ears unsure of the path and its desired landing. Glancing at my map, I can see the red lines that delineate the approximate paths of the avalanche chutes. There are four directly across the creek from where I stand. Though it could be argued that 12,000 years ago, glaciers ruled the land, today, the children of those glaciers, the great rock walls that rise up and form the edges of this giant bowl, can rightly be called king of the basin. From the knife-edged ridges, the mountain casts off immense quantities of snow and loose rock, as if shrugging off a backpack. The snow and rock first fall, pulled straight down off the sheer edges by gravity, then roll down the side of the mountain, gathering speed and mass before roaring into the tree line, sometimes snapping 500 years of growth like a toothpick. From 3,000 feet above, the mountain looks down on the destruction, unmoved. Arrival at the foot of Avalanche Lake is an immediate treat for the soul. The glacially formed cirque, a bowl-shaped, steep-walled mountain basin, rises up to almost 8,000 feet, with hanging valleys merging into arêtes that merge into the glacial horn. At the edge of the lake, I pick up a stone, maybe destined to roll down the creek and into a pothole someday, and contemplate perspective with the rock walls soaring skyward around me. In this giant bowl, I am smaller than a sand grain in a riverbed pothole. Likely for hundreds of millions of years longer, this landscape will continue to be sculpted. It will rise and fall, erode and deposit, ebb and flow in the unfathomable way rock can. And my walk up the basin will have been less than a blink in time.
Funding for this project was provided by the Glacier National Park Fund.